Skyping in from Calgary with some audio auto reviews this morning. Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. What do you want to talk about first, Jim?
Well, I was just driving the Hyundai Tucson a week or so ago, which is their small SUV crossover type thingy there, what they call the cute ute segment. And it's a nice vehicle. Now, this particular generation, it was the first one with Hyundai's new, I forget what they call it, fluidic sculpture or something, the swoopiness and curves of their design. And I didn't think it worked that well on there, but it's kind of grown on me. I still think the best Hyundai that it works on is the Elantra. But anyway, that's neither here nor there for this discussion. The Tucson is available in two versions, two engines. There's a 2-liter four-cylinder engine, which is probably okay. The one that I was using had the 2.4-liter. It was the Limited. Also had all-wheel drive. Also had the navigation system. So it was pretty well loaded.
Right.
And that raised the price up to about $34,000, I guess, just, not counting all the taxes and stuff, which is from a base price of $21,500 for the 2-liter, which, of course, also includes a 6-speed manual transmission and front-wheel drive. So if you want the all-wheel drive and other toys, you're going to spend more, but that doesn't mean it's not competitive in this segment. It is. And it has a lot of things going for it. It's comfortable. It's typical Hyundai. It has a good interior. I find this one a little stark, a little too much black, but that's personal preference.
Right.
But I mean, it has everything you want in it. It has Bluetooth, it has heated seats, you name it. It's competitive in this market. Now, I don't think it's my favorite in this market segment, and that may be just because it is getting a little bit old. I think it's going to be replaced next year, or possibly the year after. I think it's next year. But in the meantime, if you're looking for a decent SUV crossover that's attractive, does the job, and has lots of stuff in it, you can't really go wrong with this.
Okay. Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. More with him coming up. Here's Mumford and Sons. Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. He doesn't deploy the airbags. He gets a chance to hang out in cars for a week or two. And you can find written reviews at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Now, Jim, you already talked about the latest Hyundai Tucson. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, just driving the Toyota Avalon. Had it last week. And this is my second kick at this generation of Avalon. I drove it last year as well. And just like I was with the Toyota Camry, I was amazed by this car. I mean, this is about as generic a big land barge as you can get. kind of harking back to the old cliche of your father's Oldsmobile, except that I really like this car. I think they've done an amazing job on it. It kind of reminds me of, I used to own an Infiniti Q45, the original generation, large, luxurious V8 powered rear wheel drive. Well, this one is large and luxurious V6 powered front wheel drive. But other than that, also kind of reminds me of the old Pontiac Parisian. My dad had a 1964 Pontiac Parisian. This is the same type of car as that.
Really?
Now, it doesn't have a bench seat up front, but that's fine. But it does have everything else. And it even has paddle shifters. I was really surprised by this. I mean, leave it in eco mode or regular mode, and it does feel a bit like a boat. But if you put it into its sport mode, it tightens it up really nicely. And it's a very, very nice car to drive.
Cool.
Comfortable, well-equipped, lots of horsepower. The closest I can think of that I've driven recently to this that made me as interested as this would be the Kia Cadenza, their large car that came out over the last year as a 14 model. And this car has an advantage over that one, believe it or not, in that this one I had the Limited fully loaded, and it topped out at 40,000. So 4,000 would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
$40,804.45, which was about $5,000 less than the Cadenza. So I think that for the prices they're asking for this thing and for everything you get in it, it's a really nice car. It is, I believe it's aimed at the people who want to buy, the Oldsmobile that no longer exists in that. And that's fine. If they buy this, they're going to end up with a fine vehicle. As a matter of fact, I wonder why people would buy the Lexus ES350. This car is so good.
Cool. All right. Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Really liking the Toyota Avalon, and you can find written reports live88.5.com. Click on Startup. Thanks, Jim. It's 8:40.